Good morning. We're Ksim Chayodim Klal Memvav Simen Ches. And we left off talking about this idea of benching along, etc. So just a few interesting points. And we also spoke about the idea of interrupting benching, speaking during benching. So let's just elaborate both of those points. Mr. Burr brings a fascinating idea from the Tashbatz. The Tashbatz says that really the best thing to do, as far as he's concerned, it would be to have everybody be quiet during the first bracha and just listen to the mezame. I understand that our minhag is we don't listen to the mezame throughout the whole benching. That's too long for people to stay focused. But to stay focused for one bracha is still possible nowadays. So why should we be mevato the whole din of Zimun, which is the din of the Gemara, which meant that you're mezame and you listen to the mevorech. So if we're mamish doing it as one unit, why should we move out the light if it's possible to be mekayim it by just doing it with the first bracha? Like we're saying that the bracha, first bracha is sufficient to be mekayim the dinam zivun. It makes a lot of sense, he says. And then from after Hazanas HaKol, everybody will bench on their own. So the Tashbat says such a halacha. Mishabura says, we don't do this. But he says, HaTov HaYosher, he says he still thinks it's appropriate if you know that the people who are there are able to be mechaven, you should do like the Tashbatz. Now, I've never seen anybody do this. I've never seen anybody do this, but the Mishmur Paskins, that if the people which are gathered there have the ability to do what the Tashbatz suggests and to stay focused for one bracha, he feels that that's the appropriate thing to do. Mishmur holds that's the right thing to do, is to follow the opinion of the Tashbatz and have everybody listen to the Mavorech. But he adds a kanech. And he says that the people there have to be people who understand Lashon HaKadosh. Because there's an opinion that Shemei Ka'ina requires that I understand what you're saying. So if I say the words, even if I don't understand what the words mean, but since I said them, so then the lach is that I'm Yotze. But to be Yotze through Shemiyah, if I don't understand what I'm saying, it's not called Shemiyah. So there is such an opinion, which is brought down in Erechaim and Simen Kupsari Gimel. So if the people there are not familiar to Lashon HaKadosh and they don't know what the words of the first bracha mean, so he says you can't do the Seitz of the Tashbatz of listening because we have this sheet that would hold you're not going to be Yotzeh by listening. So over there they have to read it themselves. So people which are fluent in reading or able to read at least, but are not necessarily, they don't understand all the words, all the words mean. So you would have that concern. Okay, that's one point. A second point is we mentioned in regards to the middle of benching, you're not allowed to interrupt because we gave it a din like it's a bracha deraisa, so it's as chomer as tefillah. So what about answering amen, Yeshua Rabba, or kedusha? So you have or boruchu, you have 2 minyanim in the shul, they're eating shalshudas, and 1 minyan, the other minyan already starts maariv, and you hear them saying boruchu, you're benching. Do you answer Baruch Hu in the middle of benching or not? Do you answer Heshmer Rabba in the middle of benching or not? So what's the halacha? So this is I mentioned this is a machlokes in the Achronim. So in the Mois of Dirshu, in Aruch Chaim and Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, he brings that the Chazon Ish held that you would be allowed to answer. But he brings in the Chaf Chaim, in the name of many Achronim, that it gets a din like tefillah, like we said, and therefore you do not answer Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. What you do is you, the same way in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that you pause and listen, over here you should pause and listen as well. And he brings from a Zalman, that you do not, that you don't answer Amen in other brachas, according to Chazon Ish, that's not as Chomer Shemoneh Esrei, you'd be able to answer Amen to other brachas. So he says that that's not so. You do not answer Amen to any other brachas. He's not on record in regards to what he holds by Kaddish and Kedusha, but Pashas, his point is that he didn't like Tefillah. You would not answer Kaddish and Kedusha either. Or Cheshulchan says, but this is only talking about the first three brachas. But regards to the fourth bracha, which is Drabanan, so it doesn't have the same level of Chumrah. And therefore, in that point, you would be able to, in the middle of that bracha, would you be able to answer? And then he brings from the Kaf HaChaim in the name of from the Ben Yishkai, that even in the fourth bracha, a person not be able to interrupt. So I think the minhag l'maisa is not to interrupt, like the opinion that the Kaf HaChaim brings. A person wants to be samach on the chazan ish and answer, he would be allowed to do so. But I think the minhag is not to interrupt, to be give benching the level of chumrah like tefillah that you should not interrupt. So that is important to remind us how Chazal halacha sees benching as a very chumradika halacha, and we should not take it lightly to the point that you do not answer Amin Yashir Naba. That's a very important point. Have a good day.